The U.S. Navy wants 10 littoral combat ships. One of two companies in the running for the contract is Marinette Marine.
Either all of this occurs in Wisconsin and Michigan, or it occurs in Mobile, Alabama. There's no in-between.
Richard McCreary is the CEO of Marinette Marine. The company, along with Lockheed Martin, is competing against a different ship design developed by General Dynamics. Marinette and Lockheed Martin have already completed a littoral ship, the USS Freedom, which is already deployed. The Navy is also test-driving the competing design. McCreary says it's an all-or-nothing deal.
The issue is cost. By having a larger run of ships to build, we can get much lower material prices, we get a much steeper learning curve with regard to labor cost, and ultimately the Navy and the taxpayer gets the least cost ship.
McCreary says if Marinette Marine wins the bid, the Littoral would be the state's largest defense project since World War II. Last week, the governor announced a $50 million incentive package to help the company expand and train potential workers.
We will be moving from about 950 employees to over 2,000. And you have to have this kind of support to be able to really demonstrate that you will be able to grow and find the skilled people and train the skilled people into these positions.
The Navy is expected to make its decision in July or August. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.